Today I'm going to be reading from John 14, 15 through 21. Please read along with me, and may the Lord open your ears and hearts as you hear his words. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be with you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Yet a little while and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. In that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. May God bless the reading of his word.
Well, ooh. I know I'm soft-spoken, and this is very loud for me. Well, good morning, everybody. How's your year starting? Good? Okay. Do what?
I've lived up to my resolution so far.
That's amazing. Oh, alrighty. Well, if you don't know me, my name's Nate Miller. I'm our local missions deacon. I've been around forever, it feels like. And today I get to preach. So I'm still pretty nervous about this. I'm not, hopefully not going to move around too much. I'm going to stay over here where it's nice and safe. So I'm gonna do my best. But, so today, I can't believe it's the first Sunday of the year. So today, I want to talk to you about practical gifts versus seasonal gifts. And so to do that, I want to share with you what I received this year as my favorite Christmas gift. So my favorite gift that I got this year was actually these slippers. Hold on, I got it. So these babies are super comfy. My wife got them for me. These were actually on my list all since last year. I was asking for them. They're exactly what I wanted. They're soft. They're warm. They got an awesome color. They've got a rubber sole, so you can just toss these babies on. You can get the mail. You can take the trash out. Easy peasy. These are awesome. I've worn them every day since Christmas. I wore them on Christmas every day since. I actually wore these this morning around the house. I'm getting a lot of use out of them already. I love them so much that sometimes I may leave the house in them and forget that I'm wearing them. Oh, yeah. I told someone I had a story about this earlier, and now I'm delivering on that promise. So a couple days after Christmas, my wife and I, we had to go to a funeral for a friend. Her grandmother passed. So my wife was at work, and it was up to me to get the boys ready, to get everybody dressed, get them out the door on time. I am perpetually late to a lot of stuff, and this is one of those things you can't be late for. So I had to run by the grandparents' house real quick. But on my way to the funeral, I was on I-40, I was at the interchange, and I realized, oh no. I didn't even change my shoes on the way out the door. I was wearing my bright yellow slippers to our friend's grandmother's funeral. You know, I can be a little goofy, but not that goofy. Thankfully, though, my amazing wife had time to run home and get me an appropriate pair of shoes, and so it all worked out. But this is a very practical gift that I wanted to show you. Something that, you know, I've wanted for a long time. A seasonal gift that I want to show you. Can I set these up here? Okay. put these up here. A seasonal gift that I want to show you is actually, it's an ugly Christmas t-shirt, sweater, I don't know. So I got this shirt a couple years back. If you can't tell, it's Batman. It's, you know, the ugly sweater-themed shirt. You can't wear this year-round. You can only wear this during the holidays, or else you're gonna be really goofy. I'm okay with that, but, you know, my wife actually had to help me get dressed this morning, so, you know. She says you can't wear these things year-round. So that's the difference between the practical gifts and your seasonal gifts. With that in mind, I want to ask you, what is your faith? Is your faith something practical? Is it something that you wear every day, something that you take with you every day? Or is it something seasonal that you only pull out during the holidays? We can put the seasonal one away, because y'all are getting the point. I want to know that sometimes we're just so busy moving on to the next thing that we forget to take what we just celebrated with us. It's 2024. It's a new year. Everybody's excited to start new. We're excited to get back to normal. The kids are going back to school tomorrow. Thank goodness. The crowds at the stores have subsided. Everybody's gone back to work. All of our Christmas decorations are put up. And we're just starting new. We're starting 2024. We have resolutions. We're still going strong in those resolutions. But sometimes, you know, when we're in a hurry, we forget to take notice of what we just went through. And that's what I'm here to talk to you about today. I want to inspire you. I want to ask you a question. So, now what? What are we doing with our faith? Where are we going? Are we going to put it back in the closet and forget about it? Or are we going to keep that Christmas spirit alive in our hearts throughout the entire year? So in case you're a new member, or if you forgot or you missed it, the real spirit of Christmas isn't about giving gifts. It's not about spending time with family. It's not about getting gifts. It's about Jesus. It's about the incarnate God, the creator of all, bringing a promise of eternal life with him. The message of Christmas, it's about Jesus and how his crazy birth in a manger, it's the beginning of our story. Christmas might be at the end of the year, but it's just a starting point for our journey. So, if you haven't read your Bible, spoiler alert, Jesus' life, his earthly life, wasn't a pretty one. It's really rough at the end, in case you don't know. But it's so worth it, and it means so much to us. Jesus' birth, his tiny little baby birth in a manger, it literally means eternity for all believers. So our eternal life, it begins and ends with Jesus. And if you know the story, if you know his story, it doesn't have an end. We may have just celebrated his birth, but the baby that was born in that manger, he defeats death. And I'm sorry if you haven't gotten that far, I'm here to ruin the ending. Jesus is God. He defeats death for himself, he defeats death for us, and he has no end. And he guarantees that for us. He guarantees it through his Holy Spirit. So let's take a look back at our scripture reading for today. It may sound a little different because I brought my Bible from home, but we're going with it. If you love me, you obey what I command. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it never sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and he will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me, because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him." So this passage, it's at a time in Jesus' life that's actually just days before his death. It's after the Last Supper, and before he was arrested. It's a strange time where Jesus foretells everything that's going to happen in the coming days. And his disciples, they just don't get it. Now, I'm not going to get too hung up on where this is in Jesus' life. But rather, I want to focus on the message that he gives, the promise that Jesus gives to his followers. It's the promise that he gives to us. He promises his Spirit. So if you know anything about our faith, we believe in the Trinity, which, little plug for our new members class, hopefully we're going to cover that. So come in a couple weeks to our new members class if you want to know more. Anyway, we believe in the Trinity. So it's the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, all, you know, all part of God, the same God, all powerful, co-equal. It's one being. It's a crazy thing to try and explain, but here, Jesus is telling his disciples that he might be physically leaving them soon, but he is going to send his Spirit to them. Jesus tells that all who loves him receive his Spirit and are loved by the Father. If we're loved by the one who created this, who created all of us, who created the world, the God who humbled himself and became a baby, born in a manger to a young woman and her husband, who was foretold by the prophets, who healed the sick, who raised the dead, the man who conquered death, not just for himself, but for all of us, for all believers. If the God of the Bible loves you, and he promises his Spirit to you, how is that not something that we can celebrate year-round? How can we just make that seasonal? That is one of the most practical things imaginable. So if we look further at this passage, Jesus says in verse 21, "Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him." It's in this love that we learn about how we're supposed to live out our Christmas season. All year long, we're supposed to follow his commands. If we're truly in love with Christ, we'll follow his commands, and we have no other choice. If we keep reading on, Jesus even says that in verse 26, "But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom my Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said to you." So Jesus was talking to his disciples. He knew that they wouldn't connect the dots immediately. He knew that they would be confused. But he said, "I'm going to send my Spirit to remind you of everything that's going on." He knew that they needed that help to connect the dots. Which Jesus, he knows us in the same way he knew his disciples. He knows that sometimes we forget. He knows that sometimes we need help connecting the dots. And he sends his Spirit to remind us that. I mean, believe me, I forget stuff all the time. I tried to wear my slippers to a funeral. I'm surprised I'm not wearing them this morning. But the Spirit is here. It's in us every day to remind us that Jesus lived and he died for us, that he died for each one of us that believe. So Jesus promises his Spirit that will live in our hearts, not just during the holidays, but eternally. Jesus' birth at Christmas marks his earthly presence of our Lord, but he's with us all the time in our hearts if we believe. So today I want to encourage you to take that Spirit with you every day. I want you to understand that the Lord of all has given you his Spirit. As Paul puts it, it's a spirit of boldness. A spirit of perseverance, The presence of the Lord is in all believers if we love him. It's the same Spirit that is giving me the courage to come up here and in front of all of you and preach what's been on my heart. It's that same Spirit that raised the dead. It lives in you if you believe. Not just during Christmas, but every day of the year. So, now what? What are we doing? Are we just going to keep our faith as like an ugly Christmas sweater? Are we just going to put it back in the closet? Or is it something practical? Are we going to wear it every day, out of the house even? I got a giggle. Thank you. So, I'd say my last point, I want to ask, how are we going to start our year? Are we going to forget and move on? Are we going to put our things in storage, like our Christmas decorations? Or are we going to grow? So when Will asked me to preach this Sunday, oh, I was scared. I was excited, but I was scared. And I was praying for guidance. What does Westminster need to hear today? What do they need to hear from me today, the first Sunday of the year? What does our community need to hear? And so I felt called about this message. All right, let's put it on paper. I had my plan. And it's kind of along the lines of what Eric Kirby was saying earlier, how Will had a dream about him, kind of weird and prophetic, but hey, we're going with it. When I finally sat down and talked to Will about this sermon, we were on the same page. And it was, a relief to hear that. We're on the same track. Let's grow this year as a church. Last semester, I was fretting about a term paper that I had to do. It was taking a look at our church, seeing areas that we could grow, areas that we could do better in. And I was actually talking to a woman from Virginia. She's the wife of a retired dairy farmer. Her name was Cookie. She was awesome. But we were talking, and I was so worried about what I can do to help the church that I was lost in the details. After talking with Will about it, I realized, hey, he came to the same conclusion. And I told Cookie that, and she was like, you know what? That's a good thing. He didn't steal your thunder. Like, it's amazing. The Spirit has led two completely independent people to the same conclusion about our church. That was just confirmation that we were on the right track. So I say all of that because I want you to know that it's not just Will. It's not just me thinking that we need this. It's everybody. I feel the Spirit is leading us as a church to grow this year, to grow deeper in our understanding, to grow as a community. So, my part today, I'm here to encourage you. I'm here to encourage you to take that Christmas spirit that we just learned about through beautiful music, through amazing sermons, through an awesome kids' play. They worked really hard. Y'all should have seen it. Especially some of the mess-ups. It was great. But I'm here to encourage you to take that Christmas spirit that we learned about. Keep it in your hearts. Use it every day. Take it with you. Will and our elders, they're here to teach you and to lead you and help you grow in that spirit. When Will talked about what sermon he originally had planned for today and the one he has planned next week and the following, he's going to lead you. Our elders are going to lead you and help you grow in that same spirit, the spirit that is inside of you if you believe. So, all of that, I want to say, I'm really excited about 2024, about Westminster in 2024, about the church in Austin Park in 2024, what all of our members are capable of, what we're called to do. This year, let's take the opportunity to grow in Holy Spirit to grow in community and to grow in our faith in Jesus. So before I close, one last time, I want to ask you, now what? What are we going to do with our faith this year? Are we going to treat it like the ugly Christmas sweater that I balled up and threw underneath here? That's going to sit in my closet till next year. Or are we going to treat it like my slippers that I'm going to wear these babies every day? They're special to me. It's silly, but they're special to me. Are we going to use it year round? I want to share with you a quote that Will sent me. It's actually from A Christmas Carol, the end of Christmas Carol, and it's Ebenezer Scrooge. He says, "I will honor Christmas in my heart and try to keep it all the year. I will live in the past, the present, and the future. The spirits of all three shall strive with me. I will not shut out the lessons that they teach." And I want you to remember that. Keep that Christmas spirit in your heart all year long. And that's what I got. Oh, hey, we even got a picture. But with that, if you'll bow your heads and pray with me. Dear Lord, we come to you today humbled. Humbled at just ourselves. We thank you for the opportunity to worship you. We thank you that you promise us that eternal life, that our eternal life begins and ends with you. And there is no end to it. Dear Lord, let us remember that your spirit's in us if we believe. That the tiny baby that was laying in a manger is the savior of all. Dear Lord, we pray that we keep your commands. And that we remember that you love us. That we love you the exact same way. Dear Lord, let us live out our faith every day, that it's not just seasonal, that we can keep your spirit, that feeling of Christmas in our hearts the entire year, that we don't forget it and move on to the next thing, but that we live out our faith every single day. Dear Lord, we thank you for the beginning of this year, the amazing opportunities we have ahead of us, that we can grow in our understanding of you, that we can grow in community, we can grow together as a church. Will you please lift our spirits and give us hope for the future? Dear Lord, we thank you just for everything that you've given us, but most importantly, for Jesus. We pray all these things in your name. Amen.